the bangings continued and continued. I saw the trains land on their side, looked down the street, and there's train cars are in the middle of the street.
21 cars of an 80-car CSX hopper train hauling coal have tipped or fallen off the railroad bridge and onto Main Street here in Ellicott City.
Delegate Don Dwyer has been involved in a boating accident.
It is true that I was drinking while operating my boat. It's also been reported that my blood alcohol content was 0.2.
We understand there has been a shooting at Perry Hall High School, possibly in the cafeteria.
I was getting napkins from my friend because he spilled some milk. I heard the first shot go out.
Baltimore's police commissioner is stepping down.
I've been at this for 31 years.
Were you ever asked at any point to resign?
No. No one's asked me to go.
Police say a Morgan State University football player was shot and wounded outside of Blount Towers, which is an apartment for upperclassmen.
I just heard the shots going. I just heard about 3-4 shots.
What was your favorite Oreo moment this season?
Cal Ripken night. Oh my gosh, I've never seen so much orange in Camden Yards. I loved it.
Adam Jones signs the largest contract in Orioles history.
Everybody knows I'm not from Baltimore, but this is now my town.
Marylanders have approved same-sex marriage.
The tide is changing, and frankly, Republicans have to realize that.
What does that mean for your daughter?
I may be paying for a marriage next year.
Triple Crown hopeful I'll Have Another has just been scratched from the Belmont.
You can now gamble 24/7 in Maryland.
Every night we typically have to ask about, I don't know, 300 to 500 guests to leave. Now they'll be able to continue their entertainment experience.
Baltimore's Archbishop Edwin O'Brien is now a cardinal.
It's a great day for me personally, but certainly for the Church Universal, for 22 new cardinals.
There is a major issue at the Bay Bridge this morning. The westbound span is closed because of lake clearing overnight work. The crew that was working in the nighttime hours on the westbound span noticed some unusual vertical movement in the westbound span. They got off the bridge.
Unquestionably, Sandy is a powerful storm.
Good morning. It's 5:03. I'm Dave Durian with the news a little closer to home now. As many as three people are reported dead in a train derailment in Ellicott City overnight. Dozens of cars in a coal train leaving the tracks right in downtown Ellicott City. WBAL's John Patty is on the scene for us this morning. John?
I'm standing at the corner of Main Street and Maryland Avenue here in downtown Ellicott City. Those familiar with this area know there's a train bridge that crosses Main Street in Ellicott City. I was told that somewhere just before midnight, some of the people in the local establishments around here heard constant thumping, as if it was a car crash. When they went outside, they saw CSX trains derailing. One, at least one, possibly two of those cars has fallen off of the train bridge and onto Main Street here in Ellicott City. We understand that there are at least two people that have been killed because of this incident. Asking people who were witnessing what was going on why people were on the train tracks at that hour. They told me they were tweeting pictures when all this occurred. There's been no identifications of any of the victims involved. Suffice it to say that this area of Main Street will be closed to traffic for quite some time, perhaps days.
Let's check traffic. First look at it this morning with Detour Dave.
Well, Dave, thanks. Obviously, we are closing off Main Street at Maryland Avenue with the railroad bridge in Ellicott City. So for the time being, and I'm sure, as John indicated, it may be all day today, if not longer, that section of the roadway is shut down. If you're on Frederick Road, you can get up as far as Rogers Avenue, and that is where they are turning you around on the Howard County side.
Do we have any idea about the circumstances of why people would be on that bridge over Main Street in the middle of the night?
We don't have any information as to why. Folks would be on the bridge. It's not completely unheard of for folks to be up on that bridge, but we just don't know the reason why. You know, it is midnight, or it happened around midnight. There are lots of people here down on Main Street at bars and restaurants, even on a Monday night, but we just don't know why folks were up there. We are also in the process working with CSX to remove rail cars off of crushed automobiles in a county-owned parking lot next to the rail track. Our fire and rescue folks searched all the vehicles they could, but there are a number of them that are completely buried in coal and train cars.
Do we have any reason to believe that there would be anybody in any of those cars at that hour of the night?
We have no reason to believe, but we... We're anxious to search to determine if there are any additional victims. We certainly hope and pray that there are not. But, as you know, this is a busy area. We need to make sure that the bridge is structurally sound and all the retaining walls are structurally sound before we can open up the railway and also the road. So we do ask that people please find another way. If you commute between Cadenceville and Ellicott City, please this morning find another route.
Howard County Executive Ken Ullman, thanks for joining us.
Two people reported dead in a train derailment in Ellicott City overnight as dozens of cars in a coal train left the tracks, creating quite a mess right in the middle of downtown Ellicott City. WBAL's John Patty is covering it for us this morning.
It was around midnight when Aaron Allaire, an 11-year employee of the Phoenix Emporium, a local bar and restaurant, heard the train derail.
It sounded like a car accident, except that it continued. The bangings continued and continued. When I looked out the window, I saw the trains laying on their side and looked down the street, and the train cars are in the middle of the street.
Two people are dead. Aaron tells me they were on the tracks tweeting pictures at the time of the derailment. Howard County Executive Ken Ullman.
There's 80 train cars making up this CSX train. 21 of them derailed. And flipped over. Many of them flipped over off of the bridge onto the ground about 20 feet in the air onto the land adjacent. Some of that land is a county-owned parking lot with automobiles in it. You can also see up on the bridge there are some of them are on the bridge but tipped over.
As to why people would be on the train tracks, local resident Denise Hall tells me.
This is a party town. Young people come at the Phoenix, so I don't know why they were walking on the railroad tracks, but I think they do that often.
At this hour, officials are making sure there are not additional victims in any of the parked cars that were smashed by the derailment. Cleanup is expected to take hours. In downtown Ellicott City, John Patty, WBAL and WBAL.com.
Now more on our top story, the 21-car train derailment in Ellicott City that left two people dead. The victims are identified as Elizabeth Nass and Rose Mayer. Both were 19 years old. Both were from Ellicott City. Both were struck by the train. Both were also graduates of Mount Hebron High School. Nass was a student at James Madison University, Mayer a student at the University of Delaware. And both apparently had been tweeting pictures from the railroad bridge prior to the incident. You can see pictures of the scene right now at WBAL.com.
Volunteers with shovels in hand, moving dirt and rocks. The sound of a vacant lot here in this city neighborhood being transformed from an eyesore into what will soon be a sprawling community garden.
We need some more bags over in this area, guys.
Almost time.
Just after 8 a.m., there were about 50 people playing the slots here at Maryland Live Casino, among them Tim Kozaleski.
It's quiet. It's not crowded.
The call to the post for the first race on Preakness Day in Pimlico.
96 years after being installed here atop Stevens Hall in 1915 by the McShane Bell Foundry of Glen Burnie, the Towson University bell was removed in January. Harry Hughes, director of systems management here at Towson University, supervised the removal.
They used a crane to go out through this entrance right here towards the front of the building, and they swung it out, slid it across on boards, and then swung it out, and then dropped it down onto the back of a flatbed.
The Lynx Light Rail is what a lot of folks will be relying on throughout the week here in downtown Charlotte to get around during the Democratic National Convention.
Train approaching. Please stand clear of the platform edge.
What have they told you about driving around this week?
To stay put and to really avoid kind of downtown unless you're coming to the events and things like that. But it's, you know what, living here, this is great for our city.
As Adam Fry feeds the chickens on his hops farm, he's hopeful one day in the near future to have fields full of the staple that's used in making beer and lots of happy customers. Fry's among a group of farmers who want to be able to reinvent their livelihood and brew beer and sell it on their farms.
What we really want to do is it's not only just, you know, start a farm brewery, but keep our family on the farm, you know, in the future.
Delegate after delegate here in the baggage claim area at the airport getting their bags off the luggage carousel as they arrive here in Charlotte for the Democratic National Convention.
So yes, once you get your bags, you can head down to Zone C. Our delegate greeter will tell you which bus to get on for your hotel.